Tidelands by Tejinder Singh Heya.
7th of August, 2034.
I used to love the sea. Now I fear it. Ever since we left Barbados after the hurricane in 2024. 10 years now since Isaac went over the island. And the accent has slipped from my voice just like the land slipped into the ocean. Only a few memories of home above the waterline. Bits of music. The hum of the country. And the silence of the eye wall as it passed over the island. A silence that grew in me. It means that I can't remember my mother's voice anymore. It means that when my father brings me to this coastline, a place where he hopes we can finally settle, I find I can't speak anymore. I look out to the sea and it takes all sound away. My father, as he always does, tries to find a solution in the church. When we move to Morecambe, he signs up with every charity, activity or Anglican group he can find. Brings me along too. Which is where I meet her. First thing I notice is the Wellingtons. It's not raining. Hasn't for weeks. It's been a dry summer.
Oh! Be prepared, I say. Always be prepared.
She is not a scout leader.
The name's Moira.
But she could be.
And you must be Celine. Your dad said we might have a talk.
She's got that jolly along thing about her.
Or I might have a talk.
Definitely.
Or we might just have a sit down.
I'll let her stand.
I organise the community allotments around here. That's why I've got the wellies. Your dad said you might be interested. I told him you'd be better off in a youth club, but he insisted. So, here I am.
Here we are.
I was thinking we'd start looking ahead to autumn. I've got a few beds lying fallow, going to plant them up with turnips and beets. You like root veg?
Even if I was speaking, I'd have nothing to say.
And we've got the fruit harvest to look forward to, if that's more your kettle.
Nothing.
You don't have to like any of the produce, though. I hate parsnips myself, but it's better than growing nothing.
Silence.
Good skill. A good life skill. Whatever one of those is.
I know how to stay alive.
Anyway, I'll knock on your door at 8 tomorrow then. Usually earlier, but we'll get you in the swing of things soon enough.
If she thinks that she's just going to jolly me into this.
If that's not okay, you just say so. Good. I'll see you tomorrow then.
Eighth of August, 2034.
She's as good as her word. Of course she is. Dad's had a chat with her, no doubt. I wear my least practical clothes, but it's no matter. When we get there...
Just you wait outside. Oh, I've got some old cords that'll fit you. Oh. And some boots. Now you take care of those.
I feel like a retarded doll. Seasonal farm worker Barbie.
Let's look at you. You look.
Dad wanted me to paint a smile on my face. Moira wanted me to play dress up.
You look.
New school, new accent every 2 years.
Like,
For God's sake, tell me who I look like. Nothing. She just picks up her tools and wheels away the barrel. It's a day of watering and showing around.
Courgettes. Had plenty of them this year. Got to make sure you pick them regularly.
Don't like them. Never have.
Got to keep deadhead in as well. Make sure you get the best out of summer. And make sure you water, water, water.
Spent the whole day there. What else have I to do? No friends. Won't be making any till school starts. Maybe not even after that. So a day out in the sun's fine with me. And some of the flowers are pretty. I see them in my mind's eye before I go to bed. Makes a nice change.
Water, water, water.
It feels good to be tired. Tired in a different way, with dreams of solid earth beneath my feet, between my hands.
Water, water, water.
Instead of...
August 17th, 2034.
Water. Water farm. Aquaculture, they call it. But they should just call it a water farm.
I don't care what they call it.
We got offered plots when they made the tidal barrage back in 29. They said they wanted the community involved in the lagoon. A nice thought. I'm not that used to cockles, mussels, those kind of things. But seaweed, samphire, I can understand. Restaurants round here lap it up. I go down there every fortnight or so. They let us have a wander on the beach with a creel before they let the tide back in. It's usually just an excuse for a nice walk for me.
I know where this is heading.
Take you down there if you like. Might be a nice change from the allotment. Get out of this heat for a bit. You can dip your toes.
She's been dropping hints all week.
Or we can walk over the causeway. Feel the sea breeze. They got a cafe at our end. Reckon you've earned yourself an ice cream.
A week ago, I'd have said no straight away. Or made my no without words. Who do you think you are, old woman trying to give me wisdom like it's a bit of medicine?
You might enjoy it. It's like this pier that just goes on and on. From Heysham all the way to Barra.
But there's this edge in her voice. This need I can't shake. It hooks me. Like a fish. I want rid of it.
Look, I understand you don't want to hang around with someone like me. An old woman. My daughter was the same. She was just like you.
I have a mother.
It's good to hear you speak.
I have a mother.
I know.
I had.
I know.
You had a daughter.
I did.
That's not me.
I know that.
I can't be her. I should go. Thank you, but I should go. I won't be coming back.
August 20th, 2034.
I do mean to stay away. I've got used to the early starts. I get up when the sun does for 3 days in a row. I lie in bed listening to the gulls and the town waking up. The third day I cave in and I go down to the allotments. She's not there. I wait an hour or so, do a bit of watering. But I know what I'm putting off. So, I walk down to the tidal barrier. Walk in her daughter's boots. I've got to give them back. And it's a good excuse to say hello. She's there on the beach wading through the shallow water. It takes everything in me not to run then. The sand, the salt, and the smell of it takes over. I know beyond that wall is the sea, ready to reach out and pull me into it. Then she sees me.
Hold on there! I'll come to you. Just move on over to that jetty. Give us a hand up.
Not got much of a catch.
You're right there.
Did I interrupt?
No. My mum was a bit distracted, to tell the truth. Would have been going home soon anyway. I'd say let's go to the calf, but it's too early. Not open yet.
That's all right. I just thought I'd come down and see the barrier up close. See what all the fuss is about.
What do you think?
It's big.
Too right. You can walk across the whole bay from here.
I could. Shall we do it?
What?
Walk across the causeway.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Let me stow this.
And we walk over. I can't help but hold a hand. It's like I'm stepping on ice. The whole thing could just disappear in a blink. But she's able to keep me calm without saying anything, which is good. Because when she does open her mouth...
Oh. We're right in the middle. A few years ago, this would have just been water.
It seems older than that.
Sea has a way of making things older than they are. But this is new land we're on. And those turbines down there are the reason. Every high and low tide, the water passes through them, in or out of the lagoon.
It's clever.
Beautiful, in its own way.
In what way is that?
Oh, it's like... I'm no good at this.
Give it a try.
I want to say... reincarnation. Like energy becoming something else, moving somewhere else. I think that's what I want to say.
I suppose that it is beautiful in its own way.
It's a consolation.
For what?
Everything. The things you've had to live with. Scattered my girl's ashes into the sea here.
Did it help?
It does now. What about you? Your mother?
Never found a body. The waves took her.
Is it helping? Being here?
I don't know.
You don't have to be okay with it. It can still hurt, even after all these years.
It does. But maybe some of the fear is going.
That's good.
If I squint my eyes, I could be looking landward at Speightstown, back home in Barbados.
Are you sure?
If I squint really, really hard. This feels like a hopeful place. This causeway. No, it feels half hopeful, half terrifying. The only reason it's here is because the world's messed up.
Used to think that way. justification for when she passed. Maybe she was safer away from it all. All the tribulation the world's got stored up for you youngsters.
What do you think now?
She's still here. Somewhere.
So are we.
So it doesn't make much sense moping, does it?
That's a lie.
I know. But it's a good one to believe in.
Do you want to go back? No. Let's carry on walking.
And we do. We reach the other side and rise out of the ocean.
Tidelands by Tejinder Singh Heya. In Tidelands, Celine was played by Elise Liebird and Moira by Claire Websell. Tidelands was recorded remotely with sound design by Mark Melville. It was directed by Stefan Eskreet for Ragged Edge Productions. Keeping the Lights On was supported by lottery funding through Arts Council England.